Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. I'm going to tell you the truth every single day when nobody else will. I'm going to be brutally honest. I hope you're okay with that. God bless America. This is the Steve Greer Show. Three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, Riley Gaines among the group of female athletes suing the NCAA for allowing men posing as women to compete against them and disenfranchise them from fair competition. It is about time. Number two, inflation, as I mentioned, hotter than expected again. That has economists watching the pressure gauge. Meanwhile, Dollar Tree closing 1,000 stores because it's losing money, a whole lot of it. And number three, it's Free for All Friday. Call me on the Common Sense Hotline. Get into the conversation, America. 877-310-9966. Only two rules. Number one, keep it clean. Number two, if you have been on in the last month, hey, give it a rest. Let somebody else get through. Don't try to crowd the phone lines. Please let everybody be heard. 877-310-9966 is the Common Sense Hotline. Or you can shoot me an email by going to stevegruber.com. You can always do that. If you don't want to be on the air, that's fine. I'll take your comments there. All right. We're going to go right back to the phone lines. Holly is in New York. She's been waiting patiently, which I greatly appreciate. Holly, welcome to Free for All Friday.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am lovely. And yourself?
I'm actually very good this morning. I get up early just to watch you.
Well, I appreciate that. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a poem here. Oh, man. And I've waited so long to... Okay, and I wanted to share this poem that my friend wrote because it's hysterical and I thought you would really appreciate it. It's called Biden Fall Down. I don't think Biden is stupid or feeble. It's just what he wants us to think. But I think his plans are just so evil, he's actually teetering on the brink. The brink of Biden's destruction that's starting to fall apart is lately around every corner, another fallen Biden apple cart. He's beginning to lose control, but not in his head. The evil's starting to follow him, so now he switches deceits instead. Yes, sometimes he stumbles, but so do I. He's running out of options, knowing he should fry. For as he tries to erase us, his schemes are seeping out. He may think we think he's stupid. We're just learning what he's about.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I'm not going to kid you. It's got a pretty good rhythm to it. I'm not going to kid you, Holly. Well done. And well delivered, by the way. Well delivered. I greatly appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Good stuff. You know, we got the ladies showing up right now. Let's go to Sally. She is in Florida. Sally, how are you today? What's on your mind?
I'm great. Thank you, Steve, for the moment to talk. I think there is a very important endeavor that the American people can take, and that is to call their congressmen and remind them that political advertising of the past always had to have a disclaimer. So much as a bumper sticker had to say it was a paid political announcement. Right now, social media has armies of paid influencers that are turning people's brains to mush with all of their manipulation and brainwashing. And those political influencers should have to identify themselves. I also think a law should be passed against AI being used for political influence on social media.
You know, it's interesting, and they're trying to talk about TikTok, but the dangers of the TikTok law that I've read, it would put people, if you espouse some political interest so forth, they could shut you down under the TikTok law. I hope it doesn't pass in its current form. Now, going back to what you said, Sally, it is important what you noted there. If you are a political influencer, you are a voice out there, and you're being paid by a political organization, you should be told that. You should be told that I am paid by Joe Biden. I am paid by the Republican National Committee, whatever it is. I agree with you on that. I think you've identified something important because social media is so powerful. Sally, thank you for being patient and checking in. It's Free for All Friday. 877-310-9966. She's right about that. But this TikTok law, what I have read so far, don't just jump in and think, oh, that's a great thing. Not necessarily. Jack is in Toledo, just south of the border here. Jack, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Steve. Wanted to follow up with something we have spoken about in the past. That is that the number of full-time jobs last month dropped from February of 2023.
Again.
That's normally not a good thing.
Nope.
And we are at a record part-time job level. We've never had more people with part-time jobs, so Bernie Sanders is getting his way.
Well, you're exactly right. And the thing is that they count those part-time jobs and they go, oh, the jobs are up. No, they're not. People are working more part-time jobs. And I just, Dollar Tree closing 1,000 stores across the country because of big surprise fourth quarter loss is another indicator of problems, isn't it, Jack?
It is. And the fact that the continuing claims number is now up over 2 million and has been rising for a year. That's with all these people who are working part-time who don't qualify for unemployment benefits.
Right.
It's still good at 2 million, but it's
trouble on the horizon. Trouble on the horizon, my friend. That's the problem. There's trouble, and people are like, la, 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 la. Anyhow, Jack, thank you for always bringing me concise, accurate, and informative numbers. Thank you. You know, see, so there is something good about Ohio. There's Jack, right? I'm just joking, folks. Just joking. Megan is in Michigan. There's the rivalry. Megan, how are you?
I am good. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom of five kids, and I pulled my kids out to homeschool and with, seeing the crap that was going on with the beginning of the COVID breakdown. But my husband goes to work every day, and he works in Jackson. And he sees illegal immigrants coming off buses on a regular basis. And we have no housing. Where are these people going?
And where do you live? What city?
I live just outside. I live in Concord. So it's like just outside of Jackson.
Right. And you see it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, he sees it on a regular basis. And nobody's talking about it. And Jackson is supposedly the first place of Republican Party.
Yeah, will you do me a favor? Because that's maybe an hour from where I... You know, from where our studios are here. Send me an email. Go to stevegruber.com. Send me an email on this. I'm going to jump to the next caller, but I want you to send me on this because I'll come down and look. I'll come down personally and take a look, all right? Let's get to Megan. I appreciate that. Stevegruber.com. Send me an email. Appreciate that. Tommy in Mississippi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about January 6th for a moment. I was there that day, and I witnessed the murder of Roseanne Bowen by D.C. Metro cop Lila Morris. And I just want the American people to never forget about what all our guys are still going through. And there is a lot of good information coming out. So please, everybody, stay up to date. And please look into the name Roseanne Bowen.
All right. How do you spell that last name?
B-O-Y-L-A-N-D. She's one of the four people murdered that day. Yeah.
All right. Greatly appreciate it. We'll keep an eye on that. Tommy from Mississippi checking in. All right. So here's what's going to happen. I got a couple of interviews to do this hour, but I've got plenty of room still at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to sneak you in around the edges as well. Get a couple of calls in for you. We're going to speak to Tom Coulson coming up. If you've seen the price of gold, I had to check in with Tom. Price of gold is going through the roof, so we're going to talk to Tom. Adam Lalonde's going to be here from Patriot Foods. He's got some questions for you, America. PatriotFoods.com, a place to support the American farmer. He's got some questions for you. We'll talk to him coming up as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show, Free for All Friday. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Our veterans are one of our biggest treasures, but veteran suicide remains a serious public health concern in Michigan and across the nation. Join us in preventing veteran suicide. If you're a business or organization, partner with us to connect veterans to their earned benefits. If you're a veteran or family member, call 1-800-MISH-VET to get connected to your benefits. And if you're a veteran in crisis, call 988 to get help. To all of our veterans, we thank you for your service.
Brought to you by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.